Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're diving into why truly understanding user intent in conversational AI is more critical than ever. It's not just about delivering answers anymore. It's about the right answers at the right time. Host B, why do you think this shift matters so much?
Absolutely, Host A. The traditional methods have left users frustrated, especially when they receive irrelevant or outdated information. With the intent-first architecture, businesses can finally bridge that gap and ensure that users' needs are understood from the get-go.
Exactly. The article highlights how the standard RAG models often misinterpret user queries. For instance, if someone types, "I want to cancel," that could mean many things. Intent is critical here. What are your thoughts on this?
Right. It's such a simple statement with potentially disastrous implications if misunderstood. In healthcare, for example, routing someone trying to cancel a doctor's appointment to a service cancellation document could create serious issues.
And the statistics are alarming. 72% of enterprise search queries fail to deliver meaningful results on the first try. That's a major problem for companies relying on AI to improve customer service. How does intent-first change the game?
The intent-first architecture focuses first on classifying the user's intent before retrieving information. This prioritization dramatically increases relevance in responses. It refines the process so users get what they need without the clutter. Can you give us a hypothetical example of how this might play out in a real-world scenario? Sure. Imagine a customer reaching out to a telecommunications provider to check their order status. With an intent-first model, the system C,